Okay, we're holding Simon Reish, Yud Aleph, Sif Hey, page Kuf Chav Dalad. Welcome to our new time. So we're going to finish Hilchos Kedim Bevrachos tomorrow. Today and tomorrow we're going to finish Sif Hey and Sif Vav, and then move on Tuesday to Iker and Tafel and Simon Reish, Yud Beis. Zok to Mechaber Sif Hey, last line, page Kuf Chav Dalad. Hodechidus Arakaymin, this, that. Chita and Se'ira, wheat and barley go first, because they are Tzivus Hamim, the first in the Pasuk. Dafka Kesha'asim Hem Tavshol Epas. This is only if you made it into a Tavshol, a dish, a mazin, a pas, or a bread. Avala Kaisis Chita, one who chews a wheat kernel, Shebrachasi Bari Priya Adama, Eina Kaidema Sebrachas Bari Priya Eitz, that does not go before the Bracha of Bari Priya Eitz. We'll have to see the Mishnah Berurah over here. I'll have to see it, remember what we said earlier, because there is some slightly contradictory, or apparently apparent contradictory statements over here with regards to these halachas. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this before we go to the Ramah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sekot Nechav Vav, last line, page Kuf Chav. Dalet Tav Shalai Pas. Deim Koymin Lishari Minim Afim Him Chavivim Etzel Yoser. Once you make a Mezeinis or a Hamaitzi, those go before other Minim, even if the other ones are more Chavim. The bracha of Hamaitzi always goes first, and the bracha of Mezeinis is second place. After that, we said Bari Priya Gofen. After that, we discussed the sugya of Kedima Bevrachos with regards to Eitz and Bari Priya Adama. Zivkot Nechav Zayin Ein Akademis. Ela Bari Priya Eitz Taktim. Bari Priya Eitz goes first before Akos Eschita. Umashma Gemagan Avram. The Dafka Ema Priya Eitz Chavev Yaiser Etzlai. Ozu Kaidim Afshu Mocha Bekra. You only say that the Priya Eitz, let's say we're talking about one of the Shivas Aminim over here, would go first, is only if it's more Chaviv. Avalim Shneim Chavivim Bishav Echita Kedemes. Magen Avraham writes, if both are equally Chaviv, the Chita goes first, which means Chaviv is first. Now we had in Sif Aleph, whenever Ein Birchoseim Shava, you see, you have a Bari Priya Adama and a Bari Priya Eitz, because that's the case of Ein Birchoseim Shava, because if one is Shahakal, that goes last. And if one is a Bari Mezeinis, that goes first, or Bari Priya Gofen, that goes first. So Ein Birchoseim Shavas means the Eitz in HaAdama. Then we said there was one opinion held, there is no order, because they're separate brachas, the Shaykh and the Hadadi. And the second opinion, which is how we paskin, that held that the Chaviv goes first. So the Magen Avraham is saying here also, if one is more Chaviv, that goes first. If they're equally Chaviv, then the one that's first in the Pasuk, which is the Chita and Sa'ira, would go before the Rimoin, let's say for example, even though the Rimoin is a Bari Priya Eitz, the Bari Priya Adama will go first because it's earlier in the Pasuk. Achein, Meveir HaGura Mashma, Delfi Mashim Mavur La'il, Sif Aleph, Dehecha She'em Yechasein Shavais, Le'azin and Klal Basar Min Shiva. According to Goyin says, the Fili opinion in Sif Aleph that we don't go on all Basar Min Shiva, when Eim Yechasein Shavais, who would then Hachal Le'azin and Klal Basar Muktam, The Vilna Goyin writes that since Ein Birchoseim Shavais, so Mamela, Min Shiva plays no role. The only thing that plays a role is Chavivas. Once they're equally Chaviv, then you do whichever one you want. Now, even though the Mishnah Berurah here is quoting the Goyin as like a Pashtus, if you look back at Sif Aleph in Sif Kotan Tes, he said not like that. The Mishnah Berurah said in Sif Kotan Tes, Achein, in the second line at page 246, Im Shnei Aminim Chaviv Mesla B'Shavim. If both minim are equally chaviv, ad mevarech al min shiva tchila. Then you make a bracha first on the min shiva. Ve'ayin mashakasim mishnah berurah sekhan chavzayim shem agra. So with here he quotes as a stamos. If you have two foods that are ein birchoseim shavas, one's bari priya adama, one's bari priya eitz, and they're first you go with the chaviv. If they're equally chaviv, then you go with the min shiva. And once you go with the min shiva mistama, you go with the mukta mikra. However, over here, the Mishnah Berurah seems to put more of an emphasis on the Shita of the Vilna Gaon, who says not like that. He says there is no place for Min Shiva when Ein Birchoseim Shavas. The whole Mila of Min Shiva is only in the case for Birchoseim Shavas, and if you don't make a bracha on the Min Shiva, you're going to lose the bracha on the Min Shiva. But over here, we're Ein Birchoseim Shavas, and regardless, you're going to get a bracha on the Min Shiva, so then we don't say it plays a role at all in the Kedima, in which goes first, according to the Vilna Gaon. You know, had a Pascha, I'm not sure. The earlier he said, like, as the Pashtus, that you would go with the Min Shiva. Over here is quoting the Gain, I don't know. Zakt weiter. If the Chita is more Chaviv, Mistaber di Yavarech Lev Tchila. Mistaber, you first make a bracha on the Chita, the Gam Sham Alacha Ki Yeshayim, the Chaviv Koyding, which is the Gesam Dusham, Avadad Alacha is like the Yeshayim, that the Chaviv goes first. So if the Chita is more Chaviv, you're going to make a bracha on the Chita. which essentially comes out when it comes to Ein Mirchaseim Shavos, like we said before, the first Maila is Hamoitzei Lechem Min Ha'aretz, which we'll see in the Ramah in a moment. Second Maila is Barmini Mezainis. Third, Barmini Pri HaGafen. Fourth, if one's a Shahakal, that goes last. Fifth, if you have a Barmini Pri HaEitz and a Barmini Pri HaDama, which one goes first? So there we say the Chaviv goes first. We did speak out from the Bir Halacha that the Chaviv has to be Chaviv now. If it's a Barmini Pri HaDama, it has to be Chaviv now and Chaviv always. But if the Barmini Pri HaEitz has one of the Chavivas, either now or usually, then the fact is the Shita that Barmini Pri HaEitz goes before Barmini Pri HaDama will pass him for us to make a bracha on the Barmini Pri HaEitz first. That's essentially the halachas of Ein Birchaseim Shavas. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah. Top line, page 248, the Ramah says, Birchas HaMaitzi, Kedemes HaBirchas Barei Minei Mizanais. The Kol Shekein Shar Bracha, the Maitzi goes first. You're asking, what do you mean it goes first? You make them HaMaitzi, and everything's Mamela Niftar. Okay, we'll see. The Afa Pisha Adavar Hasheni Chashiv and Chaviv Olav. Even if the second food is much more Chaviv and Chashiv to you, still, you make a bracha on the hamaitzi. V'chein yish adakti mudir yagoyis maimini, perak tesu, b'smach, shehevi ator, v'chol boi, b'seisi, v'shem rambam. Those are the different maimakimis that Ramah is bringing down. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this before we go to the next point in the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah sef katan chavches, chavtes, and lamin. Zog the Mishnah Berurah sef katan chavches. Chademas abirchas barimini mezainis. Perish. What's the case? Kegan shiye sholchan arach lefanav leichal pas. You have a table set up to eat bread. You want to eat lachmoniot, some different mizaynes foods. Even if you would eat a techasuda, kegoin, shebli lasan, raka, va'oichel netainig oloy lesoiva. Things that you would make a barim mizaynes, even if you ate it during the suda, things that have a thin batter, and you're eating it for pleasure, like we said in Kufsa Maches Sivches, a similar idea to Pasav Abakistin, not exactly Pasav Abakistin, this was Sivches lachmoniot. In where you would ayin sham why these particular foods would get a bracha techasuda. General pasuk b'kisnin usually does not, unless it has all three or at least two of the main categories of pasuk b'kisnin. It's mole, it's stuffed, and it has very very sweet taste. Ayin sham all those halachas back then. Whatever the case is, it's a mezainis that you wouldn't make a bracha techasuda. Mitzvah sheyidal yada bivarach hamaitzi tchila al pas. First, wash your hands. Make the hamaitzi first. The birchas hamaitzi chashuva. V'yachar kach yivarek barimini mizaynis alach mani yais. The mari b'shar tafshilon. If we're discussing other tafshilon that have a bracha of mizaynis, the lav time of the birchas hamaitzi chashuva tzarek levar tchila ala pas. Lithum ameila as a tafshil. Even if hamaitzi was not more chashiv, you would have to make a bracha on hamaitzi and pater the tafshil. The yivarek tchila ala tafshil nimtza garen bracha shen etzricha v'asar. If you're first going to make a bracha on the tafshil, you're going to be garen bracha shen etzricha because you could have made one bracha hamaitzi and pater everything, even lechat tchila. You went ahead and made two brachas, so that would be a bracha shen etzricha. So we're discussing over here a food which regardless would require a bracha techasuda, still hamaitzi goes before a barmini mezainis. The question is, whenever we go to a kiddush, we have it in shul, and you're not planning on washing at the kiddush, because you're eating, you're hearing kiddush, you're being yoyt for your kiddush hamakom suda with the mezainis, the pasav abakistin with the mezainis at the, or even that pasav abakistin with the mezainis, that's a discussion which we'll save for Hilchas Kiddush, how that works. But there are some people, and I actually know that the Yeshiva in Philadelphia, Rabbi Yisvei, he does this, it's a minhag, that every Shabbos, no simchas, just they go home, they make Kiddush, they have a mezainis, and then they wash. I don't know if they make a hefsek over there, it could be they do, but there are some people, so I don't want to quote him, I don't know what they do exactly, but there are some people who even go straight to the meal. Means they make Kiddush, they make a mezainis, have some herring maybe, make a shahakal, then they go wash. Isn't that what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here you shouldn't do because it's a bracha shen etzricha? Right here you have this lachmoniot, and you have your bread. The Mishnah Berurah says, if it's a type of lachmoniot, not the one he's talking about, a different type, that you would not make a bracha tevasuda, you should not have it first because it's a bracha shen etzricha. What's the pshat? So on the side, they quote a Shulchan Aruch Rav who addresses this, in number 23. It says, V'gabi kidusha rabba. With regards to Kiddush Shabbos morning, the Shabbos Habayker, Kosev B'Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in Simin Reish Mem Tes and Kuntres Acharin, Shaminag Haposhe Lecha Mina Mesiko Merkachat Koydim Asuda, LeMichu Behen Rabbanan Kishi Shoy. The rabbis did not protest. They had Kiddush before the Suda, and they had sweets and Geshmak Hazachin, and no one made Machal. It's correct. No one eats these sweet things during the Suda. Who eats kakish cake during the Shabbos Suda? You're supposed to eat kakish cake right after davening when you're still not full yet from your Suda. I don't know if the Shulchan Aruch Rav is discussing kakish cake. He was handling mina misika, but I guess the modern day application would be a slice of kakish cake or marble cake. Right, these things are normal to be eaten usually before the Suda. It's not usually eaten Pesach Suda. It's more of a dessert food than like a Suda food. And Mamela, you would be allowed to make the bracha before. It would not be considered a bracha Shana Tzricha. Megam, Eini Mechuyiv L'Hakim Masalechim L'Fneim. You're not Mechuyiv to make a bracha on Moitzi first. Or Machmas HaKadima, Eini Chayiv L'Echad Davar Shalei Chavis L'Echad B'Seich HaSuda B'Lei Kadima. Forget about the Shaila of bracha Shana Tzricha. What about Kadima B'Brachas? You should have to make HaMoitzi first in the bread. Mitzat Kadima B'Brachas. But Daddy says no, and we're going to see that in the Ramah in a moment. If right now I want to eat this food, I'm not ready to have my bread yet, then it's not considered a problem. It's not kedima bebracha. It's kedima bebracha. It's if I want to have two foods right now. Which one should I eat first? That's the sugya. For kol shkein shenichayim limonim la'ayich leklam machas kedima, you're not mechuyif to not eat it. Kudzu la kedima lechin kasev arach hasholchan shem mutter. Kimin shem shnei inyanim. It's two different things. It's not kedima bebracha. Here I'm going to have a suda. I want to have a kiddush. I'm going to have my suda before my kiddush because of kedima bebrachas. Even during the weekdays, the Aruch HaShulchan says it can happen. We taste the food, we make a bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan says there are certain times where you want to eat right now before you wash. There's something about maybe like a shmorg or a certain type of smorgasbord, or where you I was just at a dinner and you have like a smorgasbord, everyone stands around and schmoozing, and this is the actual meal. Right, sometimes you can have, there's no challah by the shmor, the challah is by the meal. So that's normal. It's not considered a bracha shein tzricha because that's the way it's set up. You sit for an hour and you stand and talk, and then you go and sit for 2 hours and sit and talk. That's the way it works, and you eat the meal. Right, while listening to speeches, that's how it works. Like, what does it mean that the mezenis is more chashiv? The mezenis is from wheat and the bread is from barley. Still, the hamaitzi would go before the mizaynus. It's called or even in a case where the mizaynus is not the etzim or chashiv, but you like it better. Even if it's the mizaynus is chashiv and you like it better, still you go with the hamaitzi. Hamaitzi always goes before mizaynus. Third line, end of the third line. That which you say one goes before the other, you want to eat from both of them. Then we say, okay, the chaviv goes first or the chashiv. If you only want to eat from one of them, you only make the bracha on the one that you want to eat. Even though they're both in front of you, if I only want to eat one food, I'm not mechuyif to eat two foods. That's because of kedima bebrachas. The entire halacha of kedima bevrachas is a chatchila. If you went and made the bracha on the one that was not supposed to be the bracha on it, you went out of order. If my bracha is shavus, yaitzev ain't tzarech lafzer levarach hazeh shayil lehaktim. If they're the same bracha, same shavus, you yaitzev on both foods, even though you went in the wrong order. As long as your intent was to go on both foods, it's going to work, even though it was out of order. Zaktim yishabura sivkata on lamid aleph. If I want to eat two foods, and right now all they have, like I had before, all they served was one bracha, and the one that really has kedima didn't come yet, and I don't have to wait because of the halachas of kedima bevrachas. Kedima bevrachas is if both foods are here in front of me, and I want to eat from both of them. Right? You have to have in mind beferish to go the bracha on both foods. And the halachas now is in the chazar and this of kotlan are the halachas of siman reish vav. And we spoke out then that these days a person stam das has in mind all the food in the house when he makes a bracha. This doesn't pass for an ene chashiv food to pater a chashiv food derech agav. It has to be that you had a specific intent. If you made a bracha on the chashiv, it paters the ene chashiv even if you didn't have specific intent. As long as it was on the table, it's as if you had automatically intent on that and it works automatically. If they brought the second food after you already finished the first food, you have to make a new bracha. These are halachas of Siman Reish Vav. If the second food came after you made the bracha on the first food, but you didn't yet finish eating the first food, whenever you make brachas, have in mind to whatever they're going to bring for you, the bracha shall go on. But we do say these days that you make any bracha, any food in the house, we're not as formal in our eating habits like they used to be. Any food in the house that you can get your hands on, you automatically have in mind. Only food which comes from out of the house that was unexpected, that would require a new bracha. Hagam, the Mishnah Berurah is very detailed over here. When yeah, when not, we spoke up from many paiskim that the halacha these days is different, and whatever's in the house is assumed you had in mind. Zoksev kodem lamed gimel olav biber chasim. The mahayim munach lefon of esrog v'zayis. He had an esrog and an olive. After esrog hayachavu olav yoyser, even though the esrog is more chavim. Kaimel on the elbow sefal from mevarech al azayish and min shiva, you make a bracha on the min shiva. Nifte memela ach bistamo ha-esrog. If you berach al esrog bistamo la-nifte ha-zayis. Here, the more chashuv one is the min shiva, because berchaseim shavais, and therefore the halacha that the Rama was saying, if you make a bracha on the ene chashuv, it won't work on the chashuv, that's making a bracha on the esrog, which is the ene chashuv, clapping the zayas, which is the min shiva. Mekamakon fi mashe yivanu sham bever halacha, hai berushrein misvir lehu, gam king and that's a Rambam, a move of sham is a beid, many rishrein hold like the Rambam, the chaviv adiv af begav min shiva. The mechaber and sif beid brought down the sheet of the Rambam, that berchaseim shavais, you go with the chaviv, not with the min shiva. According to the Rambam, it's a bracha levatol to make a bracha on the zayis, because you made a bracha on the more chashuv one, which is the esrog, which is more chashuv to you. It's more chaviv. Because the Taz demand the avik Rambam gam kin chaper over the Taz wrote, it's okay if you do like the Rambam and the Mela. If you're going to make a bracha on the esrog, it's more chaviv to you. But the ever, we're not going to say you're going to make a new bracha on the zayis. The yaisin here alida filim muavarech al zayis. Even if you're making a bracha on the zayis, toishi yichav mehed you lift the gam esrog, because according to the Rambam, you're making a bracha on the wrong one. Even though we pass to make a bracha on the min shiva, but you still should have in mind the head to partner up the chaviv also. Achrei the esrog chaviv lo yaser. Well, that's a Rambam misiyate. Any yaitiv is in a meila ala esrog. Chen kol kagav nehekosh yishdeis a peitzkum la isa dav yivarech betchila. Whenever there's a machlekes, which thing to make a bracha on first, yezor b'shas bracha lachav and lift a shneim, the malav ochi yishchash oichla min hasheni b'lei bracha. Otherwise, it's a chance that the bracha won't work on the other food. Which means, in short, what the Ramah said, and this, I don't think this would apply these days. These days, we'd say you're dashing on all the food in the house. But in the olden days, where the eating habits are more formal, to make a bracha on the wrong food, and you didn't have specific intent on the other food, the bracha does not work on the second food. Therefore, anytime there's a machlekes, even though we have a hanhaga to go one way, you should specifically have in mind the pot of the other food. That way you avoid the shayla, because there's always going to be a sheep that's going to hold. You need to make a new bracha. That's what you should do. So what we learned today, again, at Chazah tomorrow, we're going to finish the halachas of Kedim and Bevrachas. Birchaseim and Shabbos, you go first with the Min Shiva. In both Min Shiva, you go with the Mukta Mikra, the one closer to the Eretz. Then goes to the both Min Shiva, you go with Mukta, both not Min Shiva. Then you go first with Shalim, both not Shalim, then you go with Chaviv. Which Chaviv? The one that's Chaviv, usually, not the one that's Chaviv now. Ein Birchaseim and Shabbos, first goes Hamaitzi, then goes Mizaynes, then goes Ha'etz or Adama over Shahakal. If they're either one's an Eitz and one's a Hadama, then if they're both, the Hadama is both Chaviv now and Chaviv always, you make another Hadama. If the Eitz is any one of the Chaviv, either Chaviv now or usually Chaviv, then you make a bracha on the Eitz. Now if the Hadama, the Chita, let's say is Min Shiva, and they're equally Chaviv, that's a machlekes. So I have a chita, kaisis chita, bar priya adama, and I have, let's say, another min shiva, let's say like a remember which is bar priya eitz, and they're equally chaviv. And Magen Avraham says, well, go on the chita, which is earlier in the pasuk. The Vilna Gaon says, no, min shiva plays no role, and do whichever one you want. That's a machlekes we saw today. One more day of Kedim Brachos tomorrow. We'll stop here, and we'll have a good night.